702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja. Live streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app. DSTV Channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
I wonder if some of you are aware of this saying that in essence says that if a child comes out looking identical to their father, it's because the man was trying to pull a disappearing act, ne? So the child had to look just like him so he cannot deny and say, that's not my child. I don't know if you've ever heard of that saying that, yo, when that child comes out and they are a splitting image of their father, it's because he was going to disappear. But we know the realities. We touched on it a little bit yesterday. Much as this statistic seem misleading and 65% sounds ludicrous to me, I thought let's use this conversation from this unverified source to discuss what your thoughts are. Do you believe we live in a time where paternity tests must be compulsory? And let me be specific and say, after the child is born, because we know it can impose a risk on a child for paternity tests to be done in vitro or while they're still in mom's womb. But what are your thoughts? Have you found yourself as a man in a situation where your child came out not looking like you at all? Not looking like your parents, not looking like your grandparents. Your child doesn't have those signature ears, those signature kismadolo. It's just where you're like, I suspect, but you know what? I'm going to love this kid. Have you found yourself in that situation? Or maybe it was confirmed where things soured. I've heard the stories of a woman saying, well, it's okay. You can leave. He wasn't yours anyway. Do you think that this would cause more problems having these paternity tests, or it would create solutions? And how many men do you believe would stay? Because I've also heard of stories of women who meet men while pregnant, like visibly pregnant. Women who meet men that step into the role of wanting to be the person in their life. There's a woman who was dating online while she was pregnant. We don't have time to go through the whys, but while she was pregnant, she went on some dates with this guy. I think she was 7 months pregnant. They were talking online. They went on some dates. He knew she was pregnant. He could see it. On the third date, she happened to go into labor. This man went with her to the hospital because the guy was no longer in her life. He happened to be there. Her family came. He sat and waited. Now they are together and he's helping raise this child. So they're interesting dynamics. It's not always that men say, I'm not going to be there because the child is not mine biologically. Some men want to step up either way. So give us a call on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Let's go to Ali in Ekurhuleni. Ali, how's it?
Quick one. If I'm raising a child not knowing it's not mine, I'm happy with that. This paternity test form is a great idea, but I wouldn't encourage it. If we're throwing a wide cat amongst the pigeons. My mom had 8 kids. 7 of us looks 100% like my mom. My father is not even in the picture. So why would I worry if the kid looks like me or not? We are going to cause more trouble than probably there will be something wrong, but let's not go there. If you say the kid is mine, I must just look after the kid. I'm happy with that. What you don't know won't kill you.
And also, Ali, I mean, I don't agree with 100% with everything you're saying. What I do agree with, though, is that sometimes there are situations where a man knows in his heart of hearts the child is not his, but he is choosing to be the father. What would the paternity test do? You understand what I'm saying? And there can be many reasons why the man knows Maybe his ego is being protected because he had an issue that he was not ready to tend to, where he's unable to conceive. We don't know. But I can tell you for a fact, there will be a group of men who absolutely refuse for their children that they have claimed to have paternity tests done on them.
I'm one of those. I can raise any kid, even if I know, as long as the mom and the kid is happy to grow under my guidance, I can do that anytime. It's the principle, the right thing to do.
All right, Ali from Ekurhuleni, thank you so much for your call. And it does sound crazy, but many men do feel that way. They want to be there. They want to show up. From the entire experience, from when the child is in the womb and they're talking, to them it doesn't matter that they don't have the same blood running in their veins. They are claiming that child as their own. We're going to take a quick break. Sean and Thulani, I see you. I see your WhatsApp messages and voice notes coming through too.
7:02 afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Lines are always open
on 011-883-0702.
20 minutes after 1 o'clock, we are talking about the idea of paternity tests and if they should be compulsory because of a completely unverified report that said 65% of men are unknowingly raising children that are not theirs, and that over the period of January 2023 to March 2024, the paternity tests came back negative. But let's use this as an opportunity for a conversation. Many people were saying, make it compulsory. Actually, the birth certificate should not be issued without a paternity test. What are your thoughts? 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Would you, as a father whose children are now teenagers, able to have opinions, able to have conversations with you, want to know that they're not yours? If suddenly the system was, actually, we must test everybody, the maintenance courts are getting too busy, we want paternity tests all round, how many of you would say no? Let's go to the lines. Sean and Stanton, go ahead.
Rebogile,
hi.
I hope you're well.
Yes.
Long time no chat. Listen, I just wanted to, this is a very deep topic that you're talking about today. It's not fair like to phone in and just explain it a couple of seconds, but I'm going to try and summarize it. So biology, if you look at biology and what does a man provide for a woman, and then what does a woman provide for a man in a relationship from the beginning of time, I'm not talking about nowadays in the last 50 to 100 years, because things have changed drastically where women can provide for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. But fundamentally, throughout mankind's history, and remember, this kind of stuff is in our DNA. You can't just work it out. Men have always provided resources. That's what's kind of one of the attractions that women have towards men and what attracts them to them, right? So if a man is good looking, that's a positive. If a man has resources, and nowadays in modern day times, that's relayed in terms of money, that's a good thing. If he's confident and he's got status, in other words, if other women find him attractive, that's also another attractive thing. But anyways, so fundamentally, if a man has resources, right, his primary goal is to meet a woman and to have a baby, right? So that's the man's primary role, is to find a lady that's fertile and can provide him children. A woman's primary function is to have a baby, but to secure the best male so that he can provide for her. Now, when a woman is, and you know, we can get into what does the man want in a relationship, which is basically just a woman to be loyal to him. That deep down inside is a man's innate natural instinct to just have a woman that's loyal to him sexually. That's all men really want, and some silence and good food now and again. But
you guys want mothers, but that's a conversation we'll have another day.
Now you're getting weird, I didn't say that.
But what is the main point of what you're saying then in relation to the paternity test?
Okay, so I want to put context to the statement. Why should we get a paternity test? Because, let me tell you this, when I want to, and I'm not trying to insult any woman or demean, you know, grape, right? I'm not going to say the R word, but grape. When a woman is graped by a man, the feeling that she gets when that happens to her, when she is taken advantage of, or she's raped, okay? The same feeling that she gets after that event has happened, that's how a man feels when he finds out that he's been spent resources on a child.
No, Sean. I'm going to stop you right there. And I'm going to tell you why. Let me stop you right there and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The reason we can't compare those two things is because money can be earned and can be lost. Being violated, you can't get that sense of wholeness back. So let's not equate them, but understand though the point of what you're trying to make is that it is quite a betrayal to a man. However, I'm going to take it further and say, if a woman has taken advantage of a man's money, it only matters if you didn't have much to begin with, number one. And number two, if your identity is fully attached to providing. So I'm going to not invalidate the experience of anybody's sexual assaults. That includes men and women by comparing you to that. But I understand the gist of what it is that you're saying. Obviously saying that paternity tests are a good thing because some men might get taken advantage by using their resources to raise a child that they should not be legally obligated to because they're not theirs. Tulani and Randburg, go ahead. Tulani, go ahead. Hi. All right, let's move on from Tulani. Barry in the Val. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
No, I'm very good. No, I just want to share my side of the story. What happened was I also met a girl, and we started dating, and then she found out she was pregnant. And I thought to myself, well, she must let me know if I was still involved in his life or not, because I was obviously very attracted to her, and I felt a lot for her. Mm. And then over time, the father didn't respond. He just said, no, I don't want to be involved. And one thing led to another. Eventually, I stayed with her. And when it was time for him to be born, I was there. I was in the maternity or in the labor, in the ward. Mm. I gave him his name. I put him on my surname when we got married. Unfortunately, we divorced now, but 14 years later, and I'm still looking after him, and I'm very proud of it. And he knows that I'm not biologically his father, but he's fine with it. And I love the fact, and I mean, I wouldn't exchange it for anything in the world, really.
What does he call you?
My own, dad. Yeah, he calls me dad. Yeah. And I've got my own biological son. Yeah, he's 8 months old now. So I mean, and he's fine with it because that's his other brother. Mm. And I will just my heart goes out to people actually do that, because I mean it's a choice you make. I made the choice of doing that and saying, listen, until the day that he's on his own, I'll be there for him. And I know even after that, I mean, you'll still be part of my life. So,
and yeah, I think what's really beautiful, Barry, is the fact that you are the father he's going to know as dad. You know, being a contributor of DNA is the smallest part. Yeah. But what you are doing for showing up for his life. Thank you so much for sharing that experience. And I'm glad that even after that separation with his mom and divorce, that you are still treating the child as your own. And congratulations on the new one in your family. Kagiso in Klipspruit, go ahead. Hi, Kagiso. All right, I don't know if there are gremlins in our system. Tulani in Randburg, hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'm in agreement with the previous caller that you loving a child, regardless of whether the child is biologically yours or...
Ooh, Tulani? Oh, the line is not... I lost you there for a second. So you said you agree with the previous caller because you loving the child regardless of whether it's biologically yours?
Yours or not, it's a great social investment into the world, and children will love you back regardless of whether your biological is theirs or not. There's a lot of people who do not actually love their biological father because of how their fathers have been actually absent to them. Mm-hmm. And with that other caller called Sean, who mentioned all those egotistical things about men providing this, that, and that. A lot of times, men might provide, but they're absent in the lives of those women. And more often than not, if you're absent in the life of a woman, she will go and reproduce with someone else. And you may provide whatever else, but if you're absent in that woman's life, she will reproduce with someone else. Yes. And a lot of men, especially in the olden days, were subjected to that because they'd go to wars and all these other things. And the ladies would actually have children that were not biologically those of the men, and they thought that the children were theirs, but they actually not theirs.
But you know what, Tulani? Actually, many do know, because if a man went to war for 4 years and came back and he says, "I'm so happy my wife just gave birth to our child," everybody knows the maths is not mathing. They all knew it's not their child, but they chose to say, "That is my person. I am choosing that this is our child."
I think that's great, which I actually don't believe we need DNA tests. We need presence and love for our children more than we need DNA tests, and do the right things. Because those things, to me, are just validating, I don't know. But, I mean, we watched Tutadako, there were a whole lot of failures in that show. I think there's a lot more important things than that particular biology. I would certainly raise a child that's not biologically mine. And I agree with the previous call. I don't want to repeat what
he
said.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much, Tulani in Randburg. I'm seeing more of your messages on the WhatsApp line. We're going to wrap up this conversation straight after the news.
Spend your afternoon with Relebogile Mabotja on 702. Let's walk the talk.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock as we're chatting around this conversation around paternity and the suggestion of compulsory paternity tests. What I love is a comment that came up on X from Tumza, who says, "The only danger with testing the father only is finding that the paternity is negative for the father, only for the baby to have been swapped at birth," which happens in South Africa. "But now the mother is erroneously labeled as a cheat. I say test both parents to begin with." And I think that is well said. I mean, it does not happen often that children are swapped in hospitals, but it has happened. Another person, "It's Just Me Way Too on X," says, "How can paternity tests be compulsory for birth certificates with the issue of women raising children fatherless? Most children would grow up without birth certificates because men run, and this only applies to present dads." So that is a good point as well. Very quickly, let's go to the lines. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Tony in Joburg South, go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Yes, go ahead.
I'm from the boys. What? Why?
So you don't run to know?
No. You know, like, we've got too many ailments, you know, heart diseases and things like that, and you're going to add that shock on top of that. No, if you love the child and things like that, and you're okay, you know, like, it's fine. You know, just go on. Ignorance is bliss.
I am so glad you are saying this. I said to the team, you will be surprised the number of men that will protest the paternity test because they are happy to show up and to be there. Ignorance indeed is bliss. Kagiso on Clip Spread, go ahead. Kagiso, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm very good, man. It's such an interesting topic, you know. I want to teach or tell all men out there, this is real, and it's happening every day. I'm in the same situation whereby I've taken care of, I would say, my daughter for the past 16 years, only to find out she's not my real daughter, you know, after paternity test. But the problem is, I'm very much in love with her. She's happy with my family. My wife has accepted that we must take her as our child, you know what I'm saying? But my family, my brothers, are against the idea. Yeah, other brothers are like, I've got other kids which are older than her, two boys. They said, no, it's our sister, we are taking her in. She mustn't know about that. But my family now, I say, no, what about if the father comes and claim her daughter? Who are you, and what are you going to tell the father? You see, my problem, but we love the daughter. She's very beautiful, and we don't want to hurt the feelings. Or, you know, it's so traumatizing after 16 years to be told, this is not your real family, and this is not your real father. And I'm the only real father that she knows in her life. You know what I'm saying?
And I think, Kagiso, what you're saying is so real, and it's the reality of many men out there without even knowing the circumstances that came to be. I applaud you for standing up for your child. We have a constitutional court, among other courts, family courts, and they will always look at the best interests of a child. So please know that if one day a man shows up wanting to take the child away from you, you are able to go to court and they will look at the best interests of the child. Those best interests are, who does the child know as their father? That child knows you. Biology is not all of it. So please be reassured with that. Keep raising that child as you have been. So many of your messages coming through. Let's take a listen to your voice notes.
Brilliant show as always. I'm from Randbeck. My personal opinion is that it's not totally a bad thing if we could like get everybody DNA tested and just make sure that like there's a degree of paternity verified. I would then take it a step further to also then almost on every certificate put like a maintenance order. Then you'll have a lot other things fixed by just doing that. Men can't run away.
Listen, 1,010% yes. Paternity tests should become mandatory. These streets are wild. Wild, wild, wild. Yes, 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 they should be. I have cousins, I have relatives, people I know are raising kids that are not theirs. It is time. Let it happen. Thank you, Anonymous, Joburg.
Hi, Relebohile. Yeah, I think this thing of raising kids that are not of the husband, if I can put it that way, is common. Yeah, the statistics of 65% might not be accurate because if it was not verified, it's just speculation. But there's this show which is called the DNA Show in Zim. You know, it has been perceived from a long time ago that Zimbabwean women are very well behaved and whatever. But you see, the result of that show actually suggests otherwise, because there's a lot of men that actually are raising kids that are not theirs. Thanks, Lebohile.
Hi, Kilebohile. Interesting topic. So I had the same situation where I wasn't planning on running away, but my daughter is like a spitting image of me. So they were like, every time someone sees me with my daughter, they be asking me questions like, were you planning to run away from this child? Why does she look so much like you instead of the mom? So yeah, I've heard that before.
So many of the messages coming through, one saying some men will be having the test done just to make sure they are abandoning the right baby. Yo, that is so deep. Just a side note, my son came out looking exactly like his dad, right down to his finger and toenail beds. The remarks about how it shows that he wanted to run away annoy me so much. Oh my goodness. A friend of mine met her now husband when she was 5 months pregnant. He told her that he wanted to marry her on their first date and took such good care of her till she had her baby. He even adopted her child formally after they were married and had their own kids. They are still together to this day. Kudos to such men. It's called a handball. I have friends that gave handballs and also had handballs. That stat might be right. Lyndon from Centurion, thanks for the great show. As always, pleasure to listen to you. There is nothing wrong, says another one, with a man voluntarily stepping up to the plate and taking up the raising of a child. The question is about the infidelity of a spouse that leads to the birth of an illegitimate child. Why burden another man to raise the child while their biological father is around and not disclosed at all? Well, as was rightfully said by the person on X, some men run away. Some men run away. I think the issue, of course, is if there is deception involved. Anonymous says, the woman I have a child with refuses totally to do a paternity test. I've given up. We have since split, but I'm supporting a child that I'm not sure is biologically mine. Anonymous, the courts are available for you. Use them. If you would like to get a paternity test done, they are available to you. Your final voice notes.
Hi, Lebohile. You are right. Even for us mothers, they should do the paternity test, because my sister nearly raised child, which is not hers because they were switched at birth. So they must also do paternity for both the mom and the dad to be attached on that form before we fill in the forms for birth certificate, so that we are sure that the child that we are going to raise is ours. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry that happened to your sister. So, but if we're going to do paternity tests, we are also saying do maternity tests. And to the gentlemen that are still in doubt about men wanting to raise children that are not their own, the moment I announced my pregnancy, I must have been 6 months into pregnancy, my DMs were flooded with men saying, can I please raise that child with you? Then when my son was born, they were still DMing me to say, it's not too late for me to come and be with my son. They say in my DMs to this day. So let's not act like there are men that don't want to show up for kids that are not theirs. And big ups to all of you that are doing so.